What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. You gotta give me my flowers, because I told you, more and more elderly men in long-suffering marriages were gonna snap out and put on the mask. Like the man in this article that was published on the 30th of January. 81-year-old man allegedly admits to strangling and offlining his wife in Sumner County. Yes, gentlemen, in the words of DJ Khaled, another one. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! An 81-year-old man is facing charges after he allegedly told police he strangled his wife, according to an arrest affidavit. Detectives were called to a residence by police on Meadow Road in the Portland area for assistance in a deletion investigation Monday, January 27th. When detectives arrived on the scene, they were taken to a back bedroom in the home where Linda Scroffney was found deleted. Her husband, Joseph Scroffney, was home while police were investigating. On the scene, detectives noticed that Linda had what looked like bruising around her neck, a cut on her lip, and a small amount of blood on the side of her face, ears, and neck. She was transported to the medical examiner's office to determine her cause of deletion. On Tuesday, Scroffney was reportedly, quote unquote, being suicidal on his way home, the affidavit said. When officers made contact with him at his residence, he allegedly continued making self-termination comments. He was then detained for his own safety. Detectives began questioning if Scroffney had hurt his wife the day prior, who then reportedly admitted to offlining her. Scroffney told detectives that Linda was, quote unquote, crazy. He said that she had fallen in the middle of the night twice, the affidavit said. He then allegedly told police that once he got her back into bed, he thought, quote unquote, I might as well kill this bitch right now. That was a man that had finally reached the end of his rope. The affidavit said Scroffney reportedly planned to offline himself after offlining his wife. Scroffney said he, quote unquote, tried to smother her with a pillow to start with, but she fought back. He then said, I got a rope and strangled her. The affidavit said Scroffney told police that he did not want to go to jail for doing his family a favor and planned for it to be a termination / self-termination. I was going to terminate her and self-terminate on me The affidavit quotes Scrofty. He was then arrested and charged with first degree termination. Well, well, well. He said something that really jumped out at me. He said he didn't want to go to jail for doing his family a favor. He said she was crazy and that she had fallen, which possibly means she was interned at home and he was taking care of her. Well, sounds like he finally reached the end of his rope. And the fact that he said, I might as well kill this bitch right now. Yeah. Yeah. That right there lets me know that there was definitely some deep seated underlying issues between them. But as I always say, gentlemen, you never know what's going on behind closed marital doors. There are so many secrets that go on behind those doors that when people finally find out, when something like this happens, everybody wants to be shocked. Oh my God, I didn't think they were having any problems. They looked so picture perfect. Nope, nope, nope. That's just a well-oiled facade to fool the rest of the community. But I'm going to continue to say this when it comes to married couples. There are so many secrets that are being kept behind those closed marital doors. What more do I need to say about that, gentlemen? What more do I honestly, truly need to damn say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home, gonna give that a 10. Method of execution, the rope of righteousness, I'm gonna give that a 45. Psychological impact, there was nobody else there, so gonna give that the standard 30. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to give this a 45. However, the fact that he actually tried to smother her with a pillow first, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and tack on another 10 points for a total score of 55. So Joseph Circle William Scrofny gets a score of 140. And for anybody who might want to be curious about what Circle William is, yeah, all of my Navy brothers will know exactly what that is. That's when the ship literally cuts off all circulation of air from outside. Basically, it seals itself. But yeah, he cut off her oxygen supply by one of two methods. But all in all, yeah, this man was obviously very long suffering. And as we all know, gentlemen, married men suffer in silence. But yeah, the fact that he said, I might as well kill this bitch right now. Yeah, she was definitely what he believed to be the bane of his existence. So he decided to get rid of her. Hey, he won't be the last, definitely by a long shot. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all of you women out there, particularly you elderly women, you boomer women, y'all better understand this and y'all better get this through your thick damn skulls. the power you think that you have or you had, that is gone. Feminism and the idea that men are going to continue to just allow you to treat them any sort of way and make him suffer in silence, and he's not going to eventually retaliate, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, gentlemen, I told you, you got to give me my flowers, that more and more men of advanced and elderly age were going to start putting on the mask. A lot of these old, long-suffering married men, they're going to snap out. And hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.